Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Enjoying the intro beat, are you? Trying something new. Shout out to Phil McEwen, aka Polymath, making beats. Let me plug some things up front real quick. Just got to get it out of the way. Obviously, the tickets for the Ulster Hall are on sale, which are in December, which is kind of like Christmas due time. So why don't you get yourself a fucking ticket for that shit? Come see me at the Ulster Hall. New show, General Banter. We're going to do something a wee bit different. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, Lavery's is every first and third Wednesday of the month. The next one is on the 19th. So get your tits to that. After you've got over the old 12th of July fucking sitting there doing nothing. And that's about it. Other than that, Beer 52 are back on board. So if you use the code BANTER10, you get a tenner off the motherfucking box of craft beer. I've had a lot of people come back to me and ask me, was there any more codes? They will keep me informed if there's any sweet codes for the old listeners, which means you can get tons of fucking cash off, or like real cheap craft beers which come to your house and they're all about 6.5%. You have like two of them and you're like, I can't even spell my own face, you know? So there you go, use the code BANTER10 if you want to support this motherfucking podcast. And that's about it. That is literally about it for the intro. Did we just play the intro? Yeah, we'll get it over with and then we'll talk about this motherfucking sound recorder before I fucking smash the place. God damn it.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Yeah, there you go. Am I not glad to be talking to you? First of all, the old... let me just pop a headphone in here so I can hear how fucking stupid I sound. By the way, the old... Well, first of all, apologies for this podcast being late. It's supposed to be on a Tuesday. I don't think I've been later than a Wednesday in the fucking whatever amount of years it is I've been doing this. But, you know, shit happens. You know, you go to England, which I'll tell you about, and it runs over, and then your flight's fucked up, and then you're home, and you're exhausted, and then you go to use your fucking sound machine, and it's broke. Hopefully this sound is good. Hopefully it sounds nice and rich. Here's what happened to me. Wait to hear this for fucking ridiculous. I plug in the sound recorder, which is a Zoom H6N Professional, which was not cheap, I'll tell you that, for a piece of sound recording equipment that does nothing but record sound. So, it's been working fine this while. You know, you buy it, you have to buy fucking extra speakers, or not extra speakers, extra mics, all that bullshit. So, I plug it in, right? Plug in the microphone, switch it on. Sometimes if you turn it up too loud, there's a bit of a like, because the gain is too high. But I plugged it in this time and it was like, it's making this noise. And I was like, what the fuck is that noise? And then every time I touch it, the sound goes like, kind of goes away. And I was like, I'm touching the mic. And I'm like, is this some sort of electrical problem? Is it like, is something fucked up inside it where if I touch it, it's a, I'm not an electrician, but I'm like, is there an earth thing going, like an earthing going on there? So then I look it up. And of course, the guy's like from India, and it was amazing. I mean, I don't know, what is the deal? What's the deal with stuff, guys? What's the deal with like looking up tutorials? And it's always like the most boring cunt you can fucking imagine. Do you know what I mean? It's like, today it is me, and I'm teaching you how to fix your Zoom H6N because it's probably making a humming noise like my piece of shite that I also. No one's ever like, hey, in fact, I don't know what's worse. The guy that's like, hey, what's the crack, guys? Just fixing the old Zoom. So anyway, this guy's like, basically what has happened was, I thought it was another electrical appliance in my house, so I turned off the fucking television and the fridge and everything. He turned off everything and he said the hum went away. And I was like, what the fuck have I even got on here? I've got the computer, it's not plugged in right now, it's just run off its own battery. I was like, what else is plugged in? And then I realized that I might have mentioned a few weeks ago that I got myself an electric, saying you got yourself an electric chair doesn't sound great. It's a massage chair. It's not really, it's a computer. It's like a gamer's chair that has a massage function and a heated seat for all you fucking stinking fat gamers who just sit there all day playing like Call of Duty and don't move till you got fucking bed sores and shit your pants. But it's plugged into the wall via a little cable. So I'm like, oh, that's what's happening. I'm literally sitting on a fucking, like, electric chair here, which is going right up through the fucking headphones into the goddamn machine, and it's going like, what do? Unplug it at the wall, just goes away. And I was like, are you fucking joking me? Me trying to be a wee lavish bitch, you know, in my little fucking, my little massage seat, you know, got the gooch tingler there, and then I fucking unplug it, and it turns out that was affecting the sound. So there you go, guys. There's a tip for you if you're recording sound. You're like, what the fuck is wrong? Just make sure your chair is not plugged into the wall. Or you're not plugged into something else. There you go. Get us dishes, aye. Technical fucking things. Let's get into some general banter. It's been a wild old week. You know? As wild as you can imagine. Well, first of all, I was on a trip to England. But before I went to England, I'd ordered these hats. Because I had this idea. You know, this is what, you know, these are one of these things I should work out in the dark and then, you know, reveal it sometime. Be like, guys, buy this shit. But what I want to do is, you know, I've got the General Banter podcast. I've got General Banter podcast t-shirts. If you want to go onto the old website there, colingeddes.com, buy one. You know, you can buy some of the old Godzilla Films ones, the Buy the Blender, Bestie McD, all that shit. If you want a vintage t-shirt, but I was thinking about merchandise, and, you know, I think it's silly not to have merchandise, but I was just like, all the things I do are comedy, you know what I mean? There's podcasts, there's, you know, stand-up videos, all that shit, but I feel like it's weird when you get into the world of comedy merch, you know, when you wear things and it's a bit like, you end up just wearing it to the fucking gym or to bed or some shit, and I was like, do you know what, why don't I just make a brand, which I've always wanted to do since I was in fucking secondary school. Was, you know, all you want is your own shit to wear. So I was like, let me have a think about this. It's, you know, I was gonna do like the General Banter thing, and then I was like, why don't I just invent a brand called General? Because I looked it up, there isn't one. There is no General fucking, I suppose some cunt's gonna go buy the domain now and I'm gonna have to buy it off them, but just be signed, guys, you know what I mean? Just be signed, we're all friends, I'll send you fucking free shit. But yeah, I was like, I'm just going to make a brand called General, you know, and I did some sample hats, which are perfect, you know, from what the design that I sent the guy and the way it turned out, and the hats are amazing quality. Probably not the final design, you know, you gotta try these things, sample them, and be like, here's some changes I would make. But yeah, as far as I'm concerned, we're going to go down the route of having a brand called General, and it'll kind of be like, you know, it might just be a cool brand to wear, or if you know, like, the whole General Bantery sort of movement, which is, you know, the sort of podcast comedy vibe, then, you know, you'll be like, there you go, kind of in the know. I don't know what to do with these hats, mind you. I've bought a pile of fucking hats. And at the minute, I'll probably just be giving them out to some people, you know? You know, give them out, get people to take a bunch of photos and shit like that. Maybe get a second run of them done. Maybe get a different design. Maybe get some t-shirts made. Maybe get some fucking sweatshirts like that. So it's in its infancy, but I think I might enjoy getting into that, you know? I am from a design background. I've been doing fucking wee t-shirt fucking designs and logos and things for fucking years. So let's just do it. And all because I want to have my own hats. Because I'm a big fan of hats, you know? And I'm sick of fucking trolling the internet, you know, looking up hats when I can just fucking go into a box in a garage and be like, oh, I was wearing one of my own hats today. Suck my dick, world. How about that? So there you go. Look out for general apparel. It'll be on the fucking market. And by market, I mean I'll probably be just throwing free ones out for a minute. But you know what I mean? Just a bit of information there. Went to pick up the hats yesterday. Looked great. Wore to Lavery's, you know, sweating balls off. Had a panic attack. You know, legit had a panic attack. Like, isn't it weird how you can have what the fuck is that noise? You can have several sort of, like, who the fuck is that? You know, you can have several panic attacks, yet every time you're like, I'm definitely going to die this time. But, you know, it's one of those things. Anxiety, deal with it, guys. Life's hard. But it is now not helped by the fact that I'm obviously massively sensitive to caffeine and had way too much coffee yesterday, and that really didn't feel great. And I'm pretty sure rule number one, if you Google anxiety, is make sure to not drink any caffeine whatsoever. Oh, all right, mate, I'm above that. Let me have fucking a cappuccino, an Americano, and a tea in very quick succession, then try and go to a comedy club with new material. Which, you know, thanks for the laughs, guys, but Jesus Christ. When you're trying to get a show together for December and you're every time you go to Lavery's, you're trying new stuff. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. These things happen. Here's what happens when I try new material. First time's kind of okay. And I'm kind of buzzing off it. Second time I try it, I go, Jesus Christ, that was really rough. Third time I try it, I go, there's no point in me doing this anymore. And then I try it again after making some amendments to it. And I'm like, fuck me, there you go. It's actually quite funny in the end, but oh my God, is it wading through shite, or fuck me. And, you know, Lavery's is shorter sets, or I'm usually emceeing, so you might do like two of three bits that are fucking new, and you're like, oh God, sorry guys. But thank fuck Mickey was headlining, because he came in, blew the tits off it. Alan Irwin was there, he was very funny. Wishing him all the best, he was telling about his mum, who's just out of hospital. But everything was all good. Good to see people. So there you go. Let me get into this England trip. Here's what happened, right? I'm from a very small family, right? And they barely talk to each other. Whereas Maureen is from a giant family. And they're always doing really fun things all the time. So her uncle, who I'm a big fan of. Real, real nice guy. You know, he's big into cooking and stuff. We bond a lot over that. Over food and drink. So, you know, anytime he's over, he makes a real mess cooking. And there's almost like a bit of competition there. But it's fun. You know, he come in, taste whatever you're making. He's like, wouldn't have done that now. But he's always taking the piss. Anyway, his kid was having like her first communion. Or do you have a couple? I don't know. Her communion. I don't know. I'm not a big Catholic guy. Or religion guy, enough for that matter. So this kid was having its communion. And a couple of days later, it was basically Maureen's uncle's birthday. It was like his 50th. And then maybe his wife had just had a birthday, like not that long ago. So they decided to have this one big party. Now, months and months and months ago, Maureen was like, let's go to England around this time. And I was like, yeah, sure, well, you know, whatever. She goes, yeah, well, but is... And she hit me with some dates, you know, like, oh, is this good? You know, fucking whatever to whatever. And I think that, what were the dates? Let me just double check. Yeah, it was like 28th through to the 4th. Yeah, so, oh my God, phone, shut the fuck up. Oh my God, shush. So at the time I was like, yeah, that's no bother. And then I was freaking out. I was like, that's way too much time for me to be away. I've been working with a few companies, been working with Boost. They were looking videos, and then, you know, you gotta use other people in these videos, and you gotta work around their schedules too. So it all ran over, and anyway, I went on holiday. Which maybe resulted in me sitting at Lavery's last night panicking out of my brain because I had fucking about 5 videos to make today and tomorrow. But anyway, you know, on top of delivering this beautiful podcast to you guys, you're welcome. Oh my God, fuck off. Who is this? Losers, right? So anyway, this trip was like 5 days and I was like, okay, I'm not sure if I can really fucking be away for that long, but I'll try and get as much done as possible before we go. But anyway, we went and we went to a place called Harting, which is in the south of England, which is just fucking incredible. Like, the weather was amazing. And like, you know, I feel like, you know, a lot of Irish people or whatever, like, oh, fucking English cunts and all. It's kind of like, I feel like you're basing that on maybe like some dickhead on like The Only Way Is Essex. And yeah, man, I'm a fucking, you know. Oh my God, please. I'm going to have to put this in silent. Shut the fuck up. Oh, more people wanting stuff. Imagine. Sorry, that's hugely unprofessional. You know, it's based on those assholes that you see on TV. You need to go to like real England. You know, I've never seen a more fucking English place in my life. You're going around, it's just, you know, beautiful rolling hills, all these big farms, fucking, you know, houses that are worth, like, millions, but haven't changed. They look like some sort of Shakespearean fucking, I don't even know if that's a period. Shakespearean, is it? Probably not. But, you know, it's got all these, it's made out of books. But, you know, it's like fucking all these wee cobbly, fucking knobbly brick houses, but are worth a fortune. You know what I mean? Like, you look at this tiny house and the door's painted pink and you're like, isn't this quaint? And then outside is like a fucking McLaren and 10 Jags. And you're like, somebody got some money. But here's the thing. We were there on the Wednesday night late. So we're there from Thursday, essentially. And that weekend, there's a thing called the Goodwood Festival of Speed, which is like a big festival. It's all cars and vintage cars and supercars and everything, and they race up this hill and whatever. And so we spent the whole time in all these fucking pubs, which are, I would argue, some English pubs give good Irish pubs a run for their money, you know what I mean? They're good. You go, and here's what they do. Like, every fucking pub has its own, like, bitters and ales and all that shit, which is great because it's cheap, way cheaper. You know, you go into an Irish bar, it's like, what do you want, Guinness, or go fuck yourself? And on these bars, it's like, oh, you can buy your Peronis and your fucking shitty beers, or you can get these fucking ales that are like different than every pub, and they're, you know, they're nice, they're strong, but they're cheap as fuck. And you're like, yeah, give me some of that shit. But the fuck me, like, see, we went to one pub, and it was, everything's the white something, you know, you're in fucking like middle class, not even like upper class England, when it's like the White Swan, the White Horse, the White People, the whiteness, stay, not the blackness, definitely the white dog. We went to this one pub, right? And you want to see the fuck it. Like, you could, I nearly had a wank in the car park. Some of the fucking cars, I was like, Jesus Christ, unbelievable. And like, you know, like the most high end version of everything. So there was like some Range Rover, and it was, I don't know, it had a different word across the front. Normally where it says Range Rover, it said a different word, I can't even fucking remember. And it had the real big sporty wheels and everything, and it was all blacked out. And, you know, Maureen's uncle was like, yeah, it's probably about fucking 100 grand right there. Not the 70 that it normally is. He's like, whatever the fuck they've done to it, yeah, it puts about 30 grand on it. And there was Rolls Royces and fucking just Ferraris. There was everything. And the whole thing, we, of course, you play the game of, you know, what would you take? And Maureen's dad is a fucking headhunted rally mechanic. Like, he fucking, there's people trying to pull him all across the world to fucking fix world rally cars. We're playing a game of, you know, what would you want out of this car? And there was, honestly, there was everything. Like, the Rolls Royces were ridiculous. But there was an Audi RS6. Like, look like a fucking Batmobile, and I was like, that's my shit right there, that's what I want. And Maureen's dad was like, yeah, it's weird that in all this fucking shit that's in this car park right now, he's like, that's probably the quickest car in here. Out of all the fucking supercars, he's like, yep, the Audi over there with a big fucking big kit on it, all blacked out. And all he, or it wasn't even black, it was blue. But he's like, that's definitely the quickest car here. And I was like, yeah, sweet, bro. I'll take that over this piece of shit. Piece of shit Rolls Royce. And you want to see everyone that got out of a car look like fucking Brian Bidondi from Facejacker. Breast out, prove my bro's breast. Down here, I'm breath absolutely brilliant. Just hemorrhaging money. Do you see my cravat? I got a cravat. Because I'm very, very rich. I must keep my neck warm in my convertible. Because I'm in here drinking and driving, of course, because there are no police around here. Because there is no crime, because everyone is absolutely bloated. There is no crime. People just leave their fucking doors open. Here's how you know you're in a loaded area. We went to, like, a Waitrose, bitch. I was like, where's the Tesco's around here? And they're like, Tesco's? What are you, in fucking Scotland? They're like, go to Waitrose, you dickhead. You know, I swear to God, I picked up a packet of peppers. I literally picked up a packet of peppers, right? Because I was making a barbecue sauce. Picked up a packet of peppers for the barbecue sauce while I drive home in my Rolls Royce. Brantum. It's like a fucking yacht with wheels. I picked up a packet of three peppers, you know, and bullshit peppers that you'd see in, like, Tesco's. And it was $2.59, and I was like, mother, what? $2.59 for three peppers? Fillet my bulb immediately? I couldn't believe it. But this is how fucking upper class, this is how you know you're in a rich area. Do you know when you bag your shit? Burps. You know when you bag your shit in, like, a fucking supermarket? At the self-service, you have to go like, doot, and then you set it on the thing, and it's like, the item has not been recognized, or whatever. It was an unexpected item, or some of that shit. In this place, none of that. You take your fucking stuff out of the basket, beep, and you just set it on a fucking bench. Just a piece of bench. And they're like, well, nobody's clearly going to steal a packet of peppers from Waitrose. This is Waitrose. People come in here, they buy fine ingredients for their barbecue sauce and drive home in their Rolls Royce. That's basically the sign of wealth. They're like, no one's stealing shit out of here, you know what I mean? And, like, people that work in the Waitrose, you're like, do you own an estate, but you just work here for fun? That's the vibe I'm getting off you. You know, just everyone looks loaded. You know, and we got the land of a fucking wee mini convertible whizzing about in that. But just wealth like you haven't fucking witnessed ever. And Maureen's uncle was telling me, he's like, see around here, like, there's the blow-ins that come in their fucking Rolls Royces or whatever. He goes, there's farmers around here that are worth millions. And he goes, but you just wouldn't know, because everyone's kind of like, you know, just down the pub having an old pint of bitter. You know, and they walk in covered in sheep shit, but they own, like, you know, you go to their farm. I was actually at a friend of his farm, and he's like, yeah, this cunt's loaded. And he had, you know, those giant fucking machines, those big combine things. I don't know, they're talking to a guy who knows nothing about farming. Those big giant fucking green tractor things. He's about four of them in a row. And I'm pretty sure they're worth about fucking 300,000 each or something. I don't know. I'm basically going on figures from people who know shit about stuff, you know. And I'm going, yeah, mate, yeah, sweet. Yeah, the RS6 probably is the quickest in here. That's why I picked it. Not based on the fact that it just looked sweet as fuck. Fucking hell, just loaded, fucking loaded, and I'm walking around like just a big toddler, you know. But there is a weird floppiness to English people, you know. You know, I didn't see many, like, everyone you've seen just had, like, floppy hair and a sort of oversized, like, Ralph Lauren, or Lauren if you're a fucking normal person, shirt, you know, and some fucked up chinos and deck shoes, and that's just all they wear. You know, you're like, what age is that guy? Like 45 or 21? It's hard to tell. No one wears, like, cool shit. Not cool shit, you know what I mean? No one's running around like fucking, you know, Supreme hoodies or anything. It's like, just everyone wears the same shit. Hello, mate, you're in rural England. You're going to wear everything like we do. Deck shoes, you'd be nowhere near a fucking boat, but anyway. But anyway, let me talk more about this part. We stayed at her uncle's house and with his wife and kids. And the deal was, we were there for a couple of days. and we drank every day. We were just shit faced every fucking day. Like, you know, sitting outside this pub going like, you know, when that Goodwood Festival was emptying out, and we were like, let's drink every time we see a Porsche. And that, you were counted like every fucking, like five times a minute there was a Porsche going past. What am I rolling over on? But anyway, the idea was there was going to be a big party on the Sunday where they were going to go to this communion, and then there was going to be a load of people piled back. And I was sort of like, I mean, when her uncle was there, was over here before, he's like, oh yeah, do you reckon you could help with the cooking? Because he knows the big man can cook like a bastard, you know? So I was like, yeah, I mean, if it's going to be a busy day, and everyone's running around doing all sorts of shit and setting things up. The garden looked amazing because he had taken, this is a crazy idea, if you want to do this at home, I suggest you figure it out. He got his hands on two seals from like a yacht that were all battered and fucking had numbers on them and stuff. And he strung them up in between like three trees in the garden, which created this big fucking shaded area over this like makeshift bar that they'd hired in. And it was fucking class. I was like, why has no one thought of that before? That's amazing. You know, if you were like throwing an event and they were like, right, a marquee is like, you know, fucking $3,000 to rent, or I can buy one of these for fucked up for £800. And it looked class. It was unbelievable. So anyway, the day before I'd made a barbecue sauce, which is why I was at Waitrose spending honestly, I put about 40 quid's worth of ingredients into this pot and then blended it up and then fucking cooked it away down, and that was the barbecue sauce, which went into one fucking pot, one mason jar. Went down a treat though, everyone was like, oh Colin, that's amazing. And I was like, no worries, mate. Get it fucking up, yeah, cunt. So anyway, this is what happened. Everyone goes to this communion. I'm like, right, I'll just, they were like, can you hang around? And you know, there's a bouncy castle being delivered for the kids. Do you want to fuck about? And I was like, yeah, cool, more responsibility. These boys are going to shit themselves. And I'm like, great, mate, no one's had my fucking bouncy castle. I'm sending fuck all. But, basically they had like three sort of barrels cut in half, you know, filled with charcoal, which took fucking ages to burn up. Usually I'm used to cooking down in Maureen's parents' house. You know, where her dad is like a thing that's like a patio heater underneath a big metal plate, which means you've got a fucking frying pan the size of a desk. It's amazing. Which cooks dead quick. But this was like, let's get the fucking coals on, let's heat them up. Took forever. And it was so rustic, you know what I mean? It was like something you'd see in fucking, there's an episode of Chef's Kitchen where they talk to some dude and everything he makes is over this giant fucking fire in the Patagonia somewhere. So basically what happened, we found the fucking sheets of like metal that were going on the top to cook on, and they were just lying in a field covered in fucking sheep shit and grass and everything. And I was like, is this them? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, oh cool, have you any utensils at all to fucking, you know, scrape these with or whatever? I ended up using like a metal bottle opener. I couldn't find anything in the fucking house, everyone was away. So I fucking finally got some fire under it, oiled them up, and then people started filtering in, right? And it was absolutely scorching this on this day, right? And the thing was heating up, but it was like, it wasn't roasting like I was sort of expecting. So I was like, right, okay, these people are piling in. And I started just cooking sausages. Just do you hear that noise? Psst, I was cooking sausages. I'm gonna dramatize this fucking story of me cooking sausages. So I'm like cooking sausages, threw a few more sausages on. Maureen's uncle comes out with just trays of shit. They had steaks that weren't even like, there was like flat iron steaks, you know, like the end of a fillet, if that's what that is, or rump or something, which were fucking incredible. But I just started cooking them, and it was just this weirdness of like, I turned around and was like, oh my God, there's literally about 100 people up there. And then you could see people hovering around the fucking barbecue like, hello, have you no idea when the food's going to be ready? And I was like, listen, there's not as much heat in this bastard as I thought there was going to be, so everything's going to take a wee bit longer, and I'll kind of be, you know, dripping out, so you might need to do a couple of visits up here. It'll not all be ready at once. But then finally, like, the charcoals were really fucking hot and the metal was hot. And by the way, I don't think anybody got sick. I didn't get sick, which is a fucking miracle, because I'm usually quite sensitive to bullshit like that. But I obviously just burnt the shit out of the metal so much and oiled it up and cleaned it off so well that all the meat was just completely fine. You know, I'm cooking steaks. You want a taste of these fucking steaks. Rather than like hand people full steaks, there was 60 steaks or something. I was cooking them all, and then I was just slicing them really quickly and just setting wee piles of them over. and people were just coming along like with tongs and like scooping them up and putting them on their plate. They were fucking ridiculous. Burgers, bang, 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 you name it. Anyway, I was stuck there for about fucking 3 hours before all the food was essentially gone. And then there was just a big pile of leftover meat and people were nipping in for like sausages and shit. But apparently there's people like, oh, so where did you hire in the chef from? And I was like, the chef, bitch, you don't even... Well, actually, I'm probably better at cooking than I am at comedy. But I was like, you don't even know what I do, you fucking floppy English bitches. Over here, making steaks like a fucking champion. And they were perfect too, you know what I mean? I had that, did you ever look at that? You put sunglasses on, you look at someone, they look sunburnt, and you lift the sunglasses, and then they kind of look okay. That was me, we were looking at steak. I was like cutting the steak and going, fuck me, that's raw as fuck. Lift the sunglasses. Oh, no, it's cooked. That's medium. Nice medium there. Dishing them out. Everyone was loving it. It was class. You know, I was stinking. Because this thing was a charcoal fire, so the smoke's belching all over the place. I was blind. My throat was cut out of me from fucking inhaling smoke. I literally, the next day, I felt like I smoked about 100 fags. And then it was good. It finally ended and finally got stuck onto the old beer. And I was just rotten. My t-shirt was stinking. I was wearing these green like chino shorts. They were fucked, oil all down the front. I was literally like, you could see visible sweat coming down my knee. It's crazy. It was like something like a Great British Menu. But then here's what else happened. Obviously the place is like full of sheep farmers. So there's these two boys, Alex and Eddie, who were probably mid-20s. They work on a sheep farm basically. They're like two local lads and they were around because their dad's like friends of Maureen's uncle. So they brought around this giant tub of fucking lamb, like their own lamb. And I was like, oh my God, that's fucking unreal. So everyone ate, drank. Everyone gets a bit fucking hungry again. So these boys whip out this giant fuck. It was like a shoulder, it was like a leg of lamb. And he goes, yeah, I'll bone that. And he cuts the fucking bone out of it and just fucked it into the charcoal fire. And I was like, I'll do the dogs later. But he just threw it on. It was like a big lump. And I was like, mate, that I don't think there's enough heat in this for that to cook. I was like, do you want me to butterfly that out? And he was sort of a bit hesitant, like, oh, I'm gonna bring this beautiful piece of meat around and you're just gonna flatten it out. And I was like, yeah, it'll all cook at once and then we can just cut it into big strips. So he's like, okay. So I took this knife and like, you know that, you sort of slice it and roll it back, slice back, roll it back, and it goes from one big fucking lump into like a big long strip. But it was about the size of a fucking, like, I don't know. It was about a meter long by the time I cut it apart. And then stuck that in the fire and it went down a motherfucking treat, let me tell you. See when you fucking char grill a like a butterflied fucking leg of lamb and throw garlic butter all over it. People were standing there like fucking dick in hand like, oh, that looks amazing. Go cut it, you sexy bastard. And it didn't even hit plates. I'd sliced it up and people were just eating it off the fucking hot plate. And they're like, oh my, it was incredible just to get like fresh fucking lamb from around the corner, cook it on a barbecue. People were absolutely lapping it up. I don't even like lamb and I was fucking throwing it into me. But it's amazing what 16 beers in 45 minutes will do to you. There was some dude called Will, this giant fucking Englishman with a head like something from Easter Island. He was blocked early doors like, and he just kept coming up and going, hello, mate, do you want me to try that? Give us a go at that. And I was like, I'm not sure if they're cooked, Jimmy. It's all right, mate, it's cool. And he'd be throwing fucking half-cooked sausages in his mouth, and I'm like, oh, mate, that's on your fucking head. You know, I told you they weren't cooked. All right, mate, what's this, lamb? Is it lamb? Yeah, give us a go, mate, I'll try it. I'll take the first hit. And you're like, it's not cooked, mate. It's all right, it's cool, mate, it's cool. It's all good, baby, it's cool. He throws fucking bit of raw lamb into his mouth, and you're like, oh, mate. That is too much. But all in all, I've talked about barbecue in there for a good 10 minutes. But it was a good day. And then at one of those days where I got drunk twice, you know, you drink and then you eat a pile of food and you're like, I feel a bit sleepy now. And then had a coffee and then really ramped it up a good bit. Took a lot of beer into my system there. And then a bunch of lads started wrestling and then they started wrestling me. And then the two sheep farmers, I was like, why don't you both wrestle me over here? I mean, one of them, the guy Eddie, already had not a single button left in his shirt. You know, he's not a maniac, two fun guys, like, but Yeah, let's have a wrestle, and then I have a full 3-minute video of us wrestling. They're strong. They're not the biggest guys in the world, you know. Maybe like a couple of 5'9ers, you know, about 12, 13. So pretty strong, like. But the two of them were like attacking me, and I just laid the smack down on the two of them. You know what I mean? Woke up next day, not a bit of skin left on my elbow. Whatever the fuck happened, you know, thumb. Pretty much useless. Couldn't even text on my phone. I was like, what have I done? I've been so blocked. I've wrestled 2 sheep farmers and I've broke my thumb off. It was a nightmare. So there you go. All in all, good trip. You know, I could have definitely done my coming home a bit early, just because when I got home, there was such a pile of shit waiting on me. But it was a wonderful trip. Beautiful part of the world. Great pubs. Amazing cars. We went to some weird fucking places. Went to Brighton. That's worth a go. I would go back. I would nearly fly back to Brighton just to go out for a couple of nights. Because the food places were incredible. I've talked a lot about food. What a fat bastard. Fucking Brighton is like Glastonbury Festival, only a town. Just complete fucking freaks in the whole place. Everyone looks like they used to work in the circus. You know what I mean? They got those 2 cheek piercings. And everyone has dreads coming out of everywhere. I seen some rare shit. You know, we went into this fucking Whole Foods type shop because Maureen wanted to buy like an organic-y soap thing. Because she like burns when she uses poor people's soap. So she has to use fancy organic soap. And there was just a woman crying in there. You know, just some real hippie looking woman who worked in it crying. And the other girl was like comforting her a wee bit. And you're like, what has happened? You know, did you watch a fucking PETA video on your... On your smoke break there? When you're smoking your licorice fucking rollies? You know, you're like, oh, I just can't believe the injustice towards animals. Having a cry and work. Sort your fucking life out, love. I mean, she probably heard of some family death or something. But I mean, get, you know, go out the back. You don't need to be in the shop crying. I can help you. Yeah. Goddamn heap of shit. Mad stuff. There was a girl behind us. We went for Thai food, right? Like, Thai food and Vietnamese food, so... And even Indian falls into that category. Chinese is kind of not what you think Chinese. All that shit you would get over here is total wank. But, like, you eat that and you're like, why do people eat anything else? You know, I was going to make fun of, like, roast beef and spuds or something there. You know, having said that, that lamb on the barbecue was fucking ridiculous and the steaks were ridiculous. But you know what I mean? Just boring shit. Do you want a bowl of stew, mate? Or do you want, like, a fucking... pad thai and some pork dumplings covered in chili salsa. Thai food is fucking ridiculous. But there was this woman behind us, right? Of course, the two of them, 2 smeggy fucking goth messes. Ugh, just an absolute health hazard to be around food. And the one of the girls had like a stinking afro, even though she was white. And she just looked dirty, you know what I mean? Just grubby. And it looked like her ma beside her, she was a fucking shit heap too. In fact, it's even a look that I like, you know, that sort of like hot, I'm a fucking suicide girl type of tattooed, dirty bitch. See, when you get fat and hit about 46, you can't still be doing that, you know what I mean? You can't be wearing like leopard print fucking leggings and, you know, got all that shit pierced in your face. See that lip piercing, like up on the top of the lip, like where a beauty spot type thing would be? Get rid of it. And the eyebrow piercing didn't look good on anyone ever. What are you, a fucking 1990s hardcore DJ? Scooter! Anyway, these two messes were sitting behind us. We ordered immediately. You know, you get these combo meals where they give you like 4 dishes. It was Thai tapas, that's what it was. It was incredible. And like the fucking, what was it called? I fucked the name up every time. Giggling squid. Squiggly pigs, whatever. So our food comes out, whatever. These ones behind us were ordering. The girl was like, can I have that? But can I take that away? And can I do without that? And I have actual sentence. I have a bit of an intolerance for broccoli. Right? If I was the fucking waiter, I'd have went, well, now I have a bit of an intolerance to you. You fucking mate. Who has an intolerance to broccoli? You know, I'd love, like, who in the fucking history of time has ever been allergic to broccoli? Like, are you eating it and your throat's swelling up and you're fucking getting a rash and you're going into fucking anaphylactic shock or whatever you call it? Or does it just make your, like, farts weird and you're like, I have a bit of an intolerance? Everyone eats broccoli and shits and farts like a maniac. You know? That's like me. I don't know if I can have this kebab and fucking 12 pints of Stella because I have a bit of an intolerance. Gives me a bit of a jippy tummy the next day. Are you intolerant to it, or did you just have a kebab and fucking Stella and shit your life out? But anyway, she fucked around, and this guy's back out, back in, back out, back in. Next time he comes out, brings the chef, and the chef's standing there with a notepad, like, what the fuck do you want? And I couldn't hear exactly what she's saying, but what I gather was happening was, she ordered like a Thai fucking green curry. She basically ordered, she had so many fucking things taken out of it, that it was basically like the chef went away again, she said something else to the waiter, and the waiter probably went, well, that's the way a Thai green curry, for example, comes out. And she had this look on her face, and I could hear what she said. She went, well, if that's the way he's going to do it anyway, I suppose so. So I can only imagine she had ordered the thing and had so much shit removed from it that it wasn't what it was supposed to be anymore. You know what I mean? It's like going, can I have a Thai green curry, but can you take out the curry paste, the coconut milk, take out the prawns. I'm not too keen on peppers. But if you want to leave in, some onion. And the guy's going to go, so you want rice and onion then, you fucking maniac? Yeah, that's exactly what. Well, that's not a Thai green curry, you know? So why don't you take your fucking piercings out of your throat and get the fuck out of my restaurant, you fucking smelly bitch? I've got a bit of an intolerance. Fuck up. Just because there's a chef in there doesn't mean that he cooks you exactly what you want. You're in a Thai restaurant, you eat the fucking Thai food. You don't go in somewhere and be like, oh, see, you've got a chef out there. You know, are you going into like an Indian place and be like, oh, I've got a bit of an intolerance to spice. Could he maybe just make me like, just chicken with some, instead of getting the chicken, chicken buna, could I just get the chicken sort of char grilled, and I'll get some Bombay potatoes, but without any sauce. And if you could just change that sauce to gravy, and if you could take maybe like the vegetables out of the pakora. And the guy's like, so then you just want like a fucking roast chicken dinner? Yeah, that's exactly what I want. All right, bitch, it's a fucking Indian restaurant. We do Indian food. We don't take all the shit out and then give it to you in whatever form you want just because we've got the food there. You know what I mean? Now get your fucking Diablo and your flame-throwing equipment. And your fucking toe rings. And get out the fuck! And take this white girl with an afro with you. You know, she's picking all her fucking food out too. Get out Uncle Ben's microwave rice and some red sauce and go fuck yourselves on a pier somewhere, you two cunts. That made me so fucking angry. You're just like, how can homeless people be so picky? They weren't homeless, but they certainly looked it. Which is probably an insult to homeless people. Oh, it infuriated me. I think I tried to record a bit of it, but I couldn't really get good audio, so. Oh, and then they fucking paid and left, and you're just like, why bother your fucking hole? Like, it was so annoying. But then we went to Brighton Pier and played some games and all that bullshit and did all the fucking regular stuff. And then went to some place called Sprinkles and ate gelato, of which I had a lot. Because the girl was like, oh, you get two scoops in this small thing. And then the other tub was like a little bit bigger. Not a big tub, you know what I mean? It was like, if you took like a regular mug and sort of went about halfway down that was about the size of the big tub. And then I didn't realize this. It wasn't like a little ball scoop that you would get somewhere. She shoves this fucking like trowel into it and just plop. Like, the fucking three scoops that I got would have done a family of fucking five. It was ridiculous. But anyway, it was a great day. So, I would definitely go back to Brighton, even though it's full of fucking weirdos. But, there you go. Good spot. And then, of course, home and whatever. And the usual airport shite that makes you want to fucking kill yourself. I do not understand why it's so fucking hard to get people onto a goddamn plane. And why do they always just pile it on at once? It's like an EasyJet flight, and they're like, yeah, just easy, speedy boarders. Who I would be raging if you paid for speedy boarding, because all you do is get the walk on first. It's not speedy at all. And guys, just go. Guys, can we're only opening a front fucking door here, so can rows one to whatever make it your way to the front? And then behind them, can we have, you know, 5 to 10 or whatever? But they don't do that. They just go, come on ahead. And then you just can all fight it out. You know, people are sitting at the back, get in the front door, put their fucking bag at the top. And by the way, see that hand luggage thing? It is getting out of fucking hand, big style. People are like, oh yeah, my hand luggage fits in the little measure thing down the way. But then it goes up like 6 foot. It's like up to my fucking head height. Unreal. Full of fucking dickheads. Anyway, that was the England trip. Lavery's was last night. That's why I missed all the fucking podcasts and stuff. Lavery's is good. Cheers to everyone who came out to... Oh, shit. Who came out to that. Mickey headlined. Great times. And then we came home and then I absolutely just slipped into a coma. Just exhausted. But the next one's on the 19th, so that sort of skips the 12th of July. It's coming up to that wonderful time of the year again, folks. Which is great, isn't it? Great times for everybody. I'm trying to get you a clip. Where the fuck is it now? Of course I've lost it. I was trying to find you a clip somebody sent me. Where is it, you bastard? Oh god, this is the worst listening of all time. Let's get into some news. Did you see the photo of Donald Trump with his big fat hole out? He's playing tennis somewhere and he just has that one of those bodies that looks like a fucking just like a you know, like a pork joint that's been tied up with string. That's what his body looked like. Just an absolute heap of shit. Outrageous. I'm trying to find you this motherfucking clip here. Oh, this is bullshit. Oh my god. Can't find it. I'm going to pause this and look it up. Hold on. And we're back. I just had to load up this clip because I lost it there for a second. As I mentioned, it is coming up to that sort of season. I mean, here's what cracked me up. We were in Belfast yesterday and we parked down the side of Botanic where that car park is behind like all the Chinese places. And it's full of fucking like bonfire stuff as usual this time of year. And we were like, who owns that bar? You know, like what the fuck is going on that can be a money making thing all year? I mean, no wonder they don't resurface that because it's just a shitty, bumpy old car park. But like, I was like, isn't it weird that, you know, what happens? Did they just go like, I use it all year and then we decide to fucking burn stuff in it. So guess what? You don't make money for the fucking run up to the 11th and then they burn it and then the place is a fucking shithole for whatever length of time. I just thought it was very weird. But it's, Jesus Christ, it's that time of year again. It is a weird thing, you know, if you take all the politics and fucking whatever out of it, it's just like, it is weird that you burn shit in the most awkward fucking places, and it's a mess, and it's right up against shit, and then that whole period, you just can't do anything. Do what you want, but do it in a way that it doesn't affect people. Do you know what I'm saying? I almost feel the same about gay pride. You know, where it's kind of like, oh, we got to avoid the fucking... Not that you have to avoid it for any reason other than fucking, like, congestion and shit, but it's just like, fuck me. You're fucking people's days up here, you know what I mean? Do it somewhere. Do it in an enclosed area. But I heard this again earlier. This is one of the best clips of all time from the old Stephen Nolan show. Listen to this, cunt. You've probably heard this before, but it's an oldie but a goodie.
Okay, let's speak to David in Belfast. You're a supporter of the bonfires.
Yes, I am a supporter of bonfires. People are complaining over one day of the year. See these people that are complaining for one day of the year. They need to get their heads looked at. So they do.
They're complaining because it's so close to their houses that potentially it could damage their houses.
It could damage damage their houses, fair enough, but common sense prevails. Bonfires has been there before houses. Why build houses beside bonfires in the first place?
What are you suggesting? That basically you can't build a house close to where there's a bonfire site?
Well, end of the day, Protestants should have the right to burn bonfires where they want, okay?
Right beside a house, it doesn't matter. That's insanity.
But at the end of the day, people complain about airports as well. People build houses beside airports.
And there is big regulation about where airports can be built. And in terms of bonfires, you're actually suggesting that people have deliberately built houses close to bonfire sites. I mean, that's just ludicrous.
Oh, come on. Seriously, Northern Ireland complains over the stupidest things and they make excuses after excuses to damage Protestants.
And that's the end of the clip. What about the banter on that guy? Bonfires has been there since before houses. Fucking swamp donkey. Unbelievable. Oh, God. We were in a car with, there's a girl we used to hang around with, and she's like, oh my God, why would they build forest on both sides of this road or something? And you're like, no. There was like two roads kind of come down in a fork. I forget what part of the country that's in. There's a big fucking lump of trees in the middle. It's like, why would they build a fucking lump of trees in the middle there? And you're like, no. The trees were there and then they built the road. Okay? So they cut the trees down. This fucking idiot. It's for one day of the year, but it's not though, because they build it for like months beforehand. And do you know, I feel like it's weird sometimes when you hear a lot of Catholics and Protestants row back and forward about the 12th and the 11th versus like St. Paddy's Day. Like, sure, St. Paddy's Day is fine. But like, you know, I'm very politically, religiously just detached. I don't really give a fuck at all. But the vibes are not the same. I had to walk through Belfast on the 12th one day to get Maureen because she was working in fucking Mac at the time. And I was like, hood up. Fucking shitting myself. I was like, this is hostile as a motherfucker. You know? Walk through, you know, Holy Lands on St. Paddy's Day. All you're gonna get is fucking someone giving you, you know, free tins of beer. That's about it, like. I'm fucking from Northern Ireland and I have barely left my fucking house ever and never met anyone that wasn't me or my family or lived in this small town. So I have a right to fucking Protestants and all. Fucking stupid cunts. I mean, typical. Is that the Nolan Show or whatever? Hosted by Chris Buckler. They just, they get fucking, you know, they're not getting intelligent people on, they get the fucking stupid people on, so that years later this video has like 80,000 views on YouTube. Oh my God, what a fucking dunce. Someone else tagged me in this video. Listen to this woman sing, right? She's singing to a dog. I don't know if you can quite hear this clip just yet. She's singing to a dog. And then it pisses in her mouth. But there's a moment where she has her eyes closed. And she's like, and it pisses. And she goes out. She's like, it's hilarious.
I am a my
That is fucking gross. Not a great one, I'll be honest. Not a great one, Colin. Why'd you do that? Let's hit some questions up in this piece. We're at, I don't know what fucking minutes we're at, but let's answer some questions. What do you think of Ethan Sweeney's Magners tattoo? That's right, I mentioned that before. Some fucking glue bag! I'd obviously watched that video I made for Magners with a Gary Henderson thing, open-toed Wellington booties. And he got that tattooed in his leg while he was on holiday. Mad cunt. Podcast question, men wearing tank tops on holidays. What's your opinion? What's a tank top? Like a cut-off t-shirt type thing? Yeah, sometimes you have to. I mean, maybe like a tasteful little vest might be better. But I mean, as someone who's been to some very hot countries, you gotta wear fucking... You have to, like a t-shirt where it is stuffed up in your armpits and down over your arm is like just so fucking warm unnecessarily. So yeah, work away. But I mean, people just never do it in a tasteful way. especially if you're some sort of half a spied from here and you're got, you know, your fucking just shitty vest and then ridiculous sort of Bermuda shorts. People are stupid guns. Fanny Wrecker needs to feature on the podcast. Oh my god, guys. The Fanny Wrecker? What's that? Am I going to type in the Fanny Wrecker? The Fanny Wrecker? I'm hoping I can find this through just searching for it, or else this is a very, very specific clip. What is this? What the fuck? Another one. I don't know what that link is because it's on Snapchat, so I can't click it. Have you ever tried to weigh your nips? Definitely not, mate. That's from Jay Beattie. Nah, mate. I mean, there's no real weight in the fucking nips. You know, the weight's in the tit, is what my granny always used to tell me. You're on top of a cliff. You have to save your mum or your dad or 100 million. What do you choose? I'll just take 100 million. They can fucking sort themselves out. You know? Fuck them. Opinions on Straban from Kane something. I mean, it is a dump, like, but don't be offended, because all of Northern Ireland is a shithole. But some places just take it to a slightly different level. Rory Woods is from Straban. I spoke to him last night. I tell you, I think he was from Straban. We were getting on the plane to go over to England. And this is how small the world is and how fucked up it is that you can't get away with anything. This dude sent his friend a picture of me, right? So he took a picture of me from behind while I'm sitting there with Maureen and her family. Then he sends that to his mate and is like, oh, there's fucking vibe down there. And by the way, the photo was on the back of my head and it honestly just looks like a roll of fucking Cumberland sausages. But anyway, his mate then sees it, screenshots it, sends it to me, goes, my mate was sitting behind you, but he's too scared to get a photo of you because you're with your family. And it must have been because Maureen's dad has a shaved head. He's probably put two and two together. Like, that's probably his dad. But it's not. So I was like, oh, that's really embarrassing. So he sent that to the Colin Geddes page, the comedy page. And Maureen was sort of answering him because she's one of the admin. And she was like, oh, yeah, we saw your mate. He got arrested by airport security because he looked really dodgy taking photos of people. We're joking, obviously. And then this whole back and forward happened. And basically, the same dude took it all and put it on fucking Facebook. And then we found that and I shared it and I got a ton of likes and everything. But then ended up bumping into the guy. Gets so embarrassed that it was all out in the open that we walked past. He was just like, oh, Colin, I have to get a photo. I'm really sorry. Like, he's like, I was fucking so embarrassing and all. It was funny because his mate was like, get him to get his fucking fake tooth out because it's fucking brutal. But anyway, I'm pretty sure that guy was from Straban. But there you go, weird story. Straban's a dump. Not as bad as Newry, however. It's a full shithole. I really think the only one that gets a real slagging all the time is Lurgan. And I actually don't think Lurgan's that bad. I've been at Mickey's house a bunch of times. You know, I've been through Lurgan, I've been in Lurgan. Lurgan's alright, you know. There are way bigger shitholes than Larne, Jesus fucking Christ. Woo! Take the sadness of a fucking shithole town and put it beside the sea and you want to absolutely throw yourself under a ferry. Who would you rather have? Would you rather have fingers the size of your legs or legs the size of your fingers? Just fingers the size of my legs, because I don't have like loads of... I'd be like a spider. It'd be amazing. How would you spend your last 45 minutes alive? Wanking and eating chocolate. Forty-five minutes. I don't know. It depends how I was going to die. If you knew you were going to die in 45 minutes, you might kill yourself before the 45 are up. You know? How many fingers would you use when fingering a girl's hole? From Tyler Spruill. I tell you something, mate. That sounds like a man who's never fingered anything. How many fingers do you use when you finger, mate? Whatever is necessary. You know? You know, do you even have to stick a bunch of fingers in anywhere. Sometimes not, mate, when you're a fucking black belt and puss. You know what I mean? fuck it. If my legs are the size of fingers or whatever, like the last guy, all 10 feet. It's been a theme in this podcast of late, feet in assholes. God damn. What lineup of fighters was your favourite for Wimp the Warrior, red or blue? I can't really remember colours, to be honest, because I'm, you know, not racist. But, I don't know, it was just a big fucking mess of fights. I don't really remember much. There's a couple of guys that were wearing red had good fights. You know, so I'll say red, fuck it. Hope you're not offended. Do women in ISIS wax their bliffs? Fuck. And that's from Rafa25. Do they wax their bliffs? They might do. You know, but... you know, when you're being gang raped by about 50 dudes, does it really matter? What's the funniest thing that happened on stage or behind the scenes in the green room? Mark Cull. What's the funniest thing? I remember one time, there was a time in Edinburgh where we were doing this gig, and the fucking sort of comedian's area was actually off to the side of the stage behind like a curtain, which is fucked up because... You know, you kind of had to, you know, if you're trying to contain some air of like, what the fuck was that? Some air of like privacy or sort of show businessness, you don't want the crowd to see you. So this thing was beside it, so we didn't want to go out in front of the crowd, like, you know. And I was, they had one of those machines that would pour you like a pint of Guinness, and then you put the Guinness on a little electric stand or whatever, and it goes buzz, and the head just goes ping and appears. So we were getting fully blocked down the side of this thing. And I just needed to piss really bad. And I was like, I'm not going to walk out in front of the audience and then up the middle of the audience. So I basically just pissed in a cup. But then I panicked when I was pissing. And I just had to fucking put my hand out of the curtain and signal to someone, as far as I remember, to like give me another cup. And then I took it in. And then I realized the whole thing was like lit up by like stage lights. And you could probably see the full outline of my dick and piss. So that was pretty funny, me just trying to harvest piss in many glasses. Sorry about that. Shut the fuck up with the beeps, bro. God damn. Favourite video game ever? From Dylan. Close. I don't really have one, mate, because I don't play video games. And it's just something that's never appealed to me. Every time I played one, I was like, I could never get it immediately. And I was like, what is this wank? I can't be arsed with this shit. So I just never fucking did it. So there you go. Although fun ones are things like... I suppose GoldenEye is, like, super fun, you know? It's fun as shit. Mario Kart. Give this a review. Oh, wait a minute. He goes, give this a review. Search it up, Billy Lewis Poofinger. So I did actually kind of find this. I'll let it load, because the internet is absolute trash around here. We'll finish on that. Should all bald men have beards? And that's from It's Duffy. It's Duffy. Not necessarily, but it's a fun way to accessorize your face when you've no hair. There also seems to be a, you know, why are all bald guys, for the most part, like fat? It's hilarious. Most people are fat. You know, let's face it, most people are fat bastards. But, should all men have beards? I mean, if you look up me and Mickey's discussing series, there's a lot of fucking beard chat. Will you ever do an Iron Fighter or the scene with Bestie McD? The Bestie McD thing, I should figure out a way to manage that. I should figure out a way to put out Bestie McD regularly where it's not a fucking nightmare. Because those monthly reviews killed me, like, they were so tough. It was a lot of editing for a video that not a lot of people watched when I could just do a fucking Iron Fighter and more people watched it. I'll figure out something. I will figure something out. Oh my god, stop with the fucking messages. I'm going to do a thing called Iron Blender, which is like a catch-up on Iron Fighter from after a few years gap. That's what I'm going to do. How many years you doing social media? Strange question from a dude who has no name with a strange face. How long have I been doing social media? I don't fucking know. I don't know if that's what I do. I just do stupid shit and put it on it online. Is that social media? Probably. Are you going to use my question? I don't know. There is no fucking question. Jay Beatty, you mad bitch. Would you rather spend 5 minutes in the octagon with Kim Jong-un or Vladimir Putin? I feel like Kim Jong-un would just beat the cunt out of it straight away because he's just such a wee pudge-faced silly cunt, even though he's launching missiles all over the goddamn place on the brink of war. Stop with the... All right, that's it. Airplane mode. On the brink of war, says this article from... Where's this? The Mirror. I'm going to read this out. America's... Oh, shit. America was warned only self-restraint is preventing it from going to war with North Korea over its nuclear ambitions. The threat came after defiant despot Kim Jong-un provoked Donald Trump by joking that this week's intercontinental ballistic missile test was a gift to American bastards. Fears also intensified in Washington last night over the rogue state's military capability after spy chiefs classified the rocket as a new previously unseen weapon. Kim ordered the missile launch on July the 4th, Independence Day, leading the US and its South Korean allies to announce a missile drill to counter his destabilization and unlawful actions. Destabilizing. I can't read at all. Yesterday, General Vincent Brooks, commander of US troops in Seoul, issued his ominous warning in a joint statement with South Korea. He said, "Self-restraint, which is a choice, is all that separates armistice and war." God damn it. "As this US and South Korea missile live fire exercise shows, we are able to change our choice when so ordered by our alliance's national leaders." Fuck me. I mean, it's very apt that my show is called General Banter this year and looks like a Korean fucking war poster. But that is fucking scary. I mean, he's just doing a bunch of stupid shit. Look what an ugly wee fat cunt he is. Oh, what's so funny? Racist. Look at his fat fucking face. Like, everyone in North Korea is starving to death because there's no food or crops or nothing. And he's just like, "I eat all the food." Look at his wee tiny watch. That's a sign of, I don't know, I have no respect for him now because his watch is tiny. It's like a wee girl's watch. It's like he's wearing someone's granny's watch. Fucking lunatic. God damn. That's scary. Look at the crowds of people just clapping and waving at the fucking missile launch. I have a feeling that if America wanted to, they would just wipe North Korea out in a fucking second. Because I feel like North Korea, they've got a bunch of shit, but I don't know what else they have. You know, I just feel like if they fuck about too much, America will just be like, "All right, now there's no more North Korea. Sorry. You now have just South Korea." It's fucking scary though, because he's just... all these things are done on not the decision of the country or whatever, but just on the ego of the fucking leader. Would you rather spend the octagon? Okay. What I'm saying is I'd like to fight Putin, because I know he has a bit of grappling experience, but I feel like I'd like to fight him as long as he didn't kill me. What's your thoughts on Jake Paul's diss track? "England is my..." That's it. I don't know what the fuck that is. Jake Paul, who the fuck is that? Do you think they make do not touch signs in Braille? That's funny. That sounds like a fucking Mitch Hedberg joke. "Last week you mentioned the sausage roll babs from Derry. There's more. Jam bomb babs, vulvant babs as well. Full of fat bastard is Derry. Hey!" And that's from MCMONS, whatever that means. There's a lot of shit in Derry that you see that's just in Derry, where they're like, "I ain't gonna get the fucking taco box, hey." Or some shit, you know, like, "Give the fucking chicken box." All this stupid shit. You're like, did you just invent that here? A lot of weird shit. Watch the Northern Ireland episode of Great British Menu on iPlayer. The worst Northern Ireland accent going. Some weird Dutch NI accent. Yeah, there's a lot of weird shit. Someone said they were watching. They were like, "Yeah, it's kind of basically like an Asian fusion mixed with a bit of Newton Arts." It's basically a South Indian dish, you know, with a Ballymena twist. Do you know why I convinced Mickey one time that the Kings of Leon song Tallahena Sky was actually called Ballymena Sky, and that there was a place in America called Ballymena? Fucking retard. Macaulay McKinney. There was a guy being interviewed about bonfires. His name was Macaulay McKinney. Two surnames. I didn't see the interview, but fuck it. My girlfriend, this is from Carter Legg. leg cart or whatever. My girlfriend and her mum are big fat fans of Trump. No, he actually didn't say fat. I just read that wrong. Big fans of Trump. May and Foster. We don't see eye to eye. Should I ditch the situation, girlfriend, or just continue to nut in the butt of this racist cunt? Is she really racist? I mean, I feel like you could like, you know, Trump. Well, I mean, I don't know. It's like, what do you want? Trump, a guy who's not a fucking... who doesn't know how to run a country? Or do you want Hillary, who's a fucking criminal, but can run a country? I don't know. Maybe you like her more than her in that situation. It's hard to like Theresa May and Arlene Foster, though, isn't it? They're both repulsive cunts. Let alone their fucking ancient fucking views on things. But I don't know. I mean, this is the problem with men and women. It's like, girls will be like, seen this and all, I'm afraid we're going to have to break up. Because I've had this theory recently where it's like, men like specific women. You know, it's possible for men to be like, I really fucking like her and love her and want to be with her forever. Whereas girls just like men in general, and it doesn't really matter which one it is, as long as you kind of provide them with shit they want. You know? That's why you get the fucking rich fucking whatever guy with the hot girl. Because that's the trade-off there. She's just like, am I safe? Am I going to have to do work ever again? No. Happy days. I'm just going to fucking sit here, squirt out your stinking children, and you just keep bringing in all the fucking money. And guess what? If you decide that you want to fuck about, I can just get another one, kind of, and you have to keep paying me for these fucking shithead kids while I just get dumped in by some other dude of similar kind of spec, you know? You know what I mean? Fucking women. But that's guys, isn't it? If she's hot, you're just like, I don't give a fuck, she racist, whatever. I'll just keep banging this one. Whatever. You'd be racist, you know? You could be fucking everything. But as long as you're hot, you'll still get the ride. Isn't that right? What do you ever do? Would you ever do the Iron Fighter series again? I might do one more, like a special type thing, but I just feel like they're not the type of videos that people watch anymore. Back in the day when I put those out, first of all, they get views, you know what I'm saying? They get views, but that's not how people watch it anymore. Very few people get big numbers on, like, I've had more hits on Buy the Blender videos on Facebook than I've ever had on YouTube, but still the YouTube ones are the ones people talk about. If you could, well, actually, people like the Daily Blend too. If you could be any Storm at MLA, what one would you be and why? Belfast Banter podcast question. Which one would I be? Whatever one's in charge, so I could just fucking get some shit in order for a minute. Is that it? Who would I be? We call the one with the two fucking names, the big fat sloppers, you know, just stay at home. Pour condensed milk all over them and be like, yeah, politics, because the whole thing's a fucking mess anyway. So why not enjoy some slopper tits? Am I right, guys? I'm going to have to get out of here anyway. I'm really sorry for the podcast being late this week. We'll be on time next week. And as usual, please get on there and buy the Ulster Hall tickets early. Just so I don't have a fucking heart attack, and I'll continue to blast out new material, and I'll book some preview shows on the run up to December, and we'll really get this motherfucker pumping, will we? Pumped up the dick. Get a real show fucking knocked up, you know, see if we can get a band on stage that night, all that shit, hand out free beer. And that's it. Get those. Oh, there's that weird noise back. Do you feel that? Ooh, creepy. Yeah, get those. Go on congas.com, buy a fucking t-shirt. I mean, I haven't pushed them much, but I've got all that shit lying there. General Banter podcast t-shirts, I'll send you some fucking stickers, all that wank. And I'll continue to work on this general clothing line so that you can walk around with some swag fucking gear, you know what I'm saying? And that's about it. Lavery's is the first and third Wednesday of every month, you know, just keep it posted. Follow me on Snapchat, that's my main shit, I think, you know. These Instagram stories and all do my tits in. I don't know why no one follows my Instagram. There's about 4,000 people on it, which is like the smallest number of any of my social medias. I think it's just because I'm not hot. You know what I mean? I've tons of people on Snapchat. No one seems that interested in Instagram. Follow me on Instagram, fuck it. And then I'll send you back over to the Snapchat. And I'll give you my private Snapchat if you want to see all the videos I make where I stretch out my scrotal skin and draw little faces on them. Anyway, I'll speak to you next week, guys. Let's finish with Billy Pooh Fingers. Better be fucking pure fire. I'm going to be raging at whatever cunt sent me that.
Billy Lewis here, back again.
750,000 hits.
Ready to bounce a remix after Back of Your Brain? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's how I roll. When I've got my tongue in your mouth, I've got my fingers in your hole. I don't care if you're skinny and I don't care if you're fat. I'll bend you in my bed and turn that dress into a hat. So slide to the left and slide to the right and kiss bye-bye to your fanny being tight. Now prepare yourself for the ride of your life. I've shagged my way to Glasgow or a way to Fife. I love talking about shagging, man. Nothing else matters. Leaving a bird lying there, fanny hanging in tatters.
Hiya, Billy. What's the script?
Your pants are getting dropped and your ass is getting dipped.
Do you know that my boyfriend's got a pecker?
Well, I'm the Black Decker, the fucking fanny wrecker. I'm a better ride than you would get to M&D's. If you want me to prove it, just go on your fucking knees.
Hee hee hee, Billy, you're so funny.
The best thing about this ride is you don't need any money. So throw your hands up in the air. Remove your bra and your underwear. Scream out loud like you don't care. I don't want any clothes on, I want you bare.
Billy, your fly's down, I'm sorry for peeping.
The cage is open, but the beast is sleeping. You don't need to apologise, just get a feel.
Alright, man, is that hang real?
Sure is, darling, 100% beef. Now get down on your knees and I'll put it in between your teeth.
Alright, man, you must be kidding.
No, I'm no, get down your knees, you fucking midden.
Calm down, Billy, there's no need to shout. We'll go on your back then so I can pound your trout. Dear to God, Billy, better stop acting like a prick.
Shut your fucking mouth and suck my fucking dick. I swear to God, baby, I promise I won't hurt you. Stop acting shy, we all know you're a dirty.
No, Billy, you need to buy me flowers first.
Why don't you bend down, your cunt will get burst.
Oh, Billy, I'm going to come.
There's an asshole and here comes a thumb.
Oh, baby, that's too sore.
A big dirty thumb in your back door. Big dirty thumb is what you're needing.
Oh, baby, I think my arsehole's bleeding.
Oh, yup, out comes a thumb. Ejecto thumb from your bum. Oh, what, man, my thumb's all stinky.
Billy, baby, that's quite kinky.
Is it? Fuck your fucking minger. You're not the one sitting with a brown finger.
Sorry, baby, want me to suck your dick?
No. Oh, fuck that, man, I feel sick. I swear to God, I'm about to spew.
Oh, calm down, it's only a bit of poo.
Only a bit of poo? It's fucking rank. I should make you lick that off, you skank.
Don't, Billy, you'll make me spew.
You're the one that said,
it's just poo.
No, wet hen, get yourself to fuck while I'm in the toilet cleaning off this muck.
Billy, you've went pure chalk white.
No wonder I'm sitting with them covered in shite.
It was your idea to put it in.
Did I ask your opinion, you fucking bin? So just get out, you fucking minger. I'll sit here and sulk with a jobby covered finger. You wanted a story? Well, there you go. That's the night Billy visited the Chocolatito.
Yeah! Oh, fucking Scottish people. See you later.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.